You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Now, more of the Traveling On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Ian Fitzpatrick here along with Tanya Fitzpatrick on the Traveling On Radio Show. And today we're going to tip off a new segment on the Traveling On Radio Show. It's called Author's Corner. And today we'd like to introduce one of our favorites, Cheryl Kane, to bring this segment to everyone. She's an adventurer, performer.
In fact, she's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really? We're gonna have to get some of her material out today, even on a very serious topic such as voluntourism. She's a educator and prolific writer as well, and she's published 2 children's books, created 5 newspaper and magazine columns around the country, and has contributed to many national publications, including the New York Times, Working Mother, and Shape magazine, just to name a few. Cheryl was on our show several months ago to talk about her book, Immersion Travel USA, and she returns to Traveling On today to share her newly released book, Volunteer Vacations Across America. Cheryl, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so great to be with both of you.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on your new book. Tell us about the focus on America for this book.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was writing Immersion Travel USA, and I was researching the helping section, which is volunteering, the 20% of that book, Immersion Travel USA, is about helping, volunteering. And I found that there were many books about volunteer vacations. However, they were about all over the world. And I said, you know, you don't have to cross an ocean to have a great volunteer vacation. And I felt that most of the books had maybe 30 trips about the United States. And I really wanted to devote a book solidly to the United States to educate people about what's out there, who needs help, where we can go, what we can do. My motto is, you know, visit new places, get involved, and give back. So I put together more than 200 volunteer vacation opportunities all over the United States, volunteering with people, communities, wildlife, the environment, and national parks.
And, you know, as we mentioned in our previous segment, I think sometimes people may wait for a national or natural disaster or what have you. Like Katrina invoked a lot of volunteer spirit. You know, a lot of people were interested and are still interested in helping rebuild New Orleans. But we don't have to wait for a crisis in order to give back. And the one thing I love about your book is that, I mean, it includes such a diverse range of volunteer activities, from helping out in a homeless shelter to scientific research to wildlife conservation. Tell us about just about the diverse offerings, volunteer vacation offerings that are out there.
Thank you. That was my goal. So it's really nice to hear you say that I did it.
you did it, my dear. You scored.
Thanks very much. You can also find a lot of information on immersiontraveler.com, my website. That's immersiontraveler.com. And also my book, Volunteer Vacations Across America, is available through Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. It's out there everywhere right now. And today I'm offering free to all of your listeners, if they send me a note, Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, at immersiontraveler.com, I'll send them a list of the top 10 free volunteer vacations across America.
Well, how about that? There's a special offering on the Traveling On Radio Show. You just never know what you get here.
Brand new. I wanted to surprise you with something.
Well, thank you. That's very generous. And I will have your email address available if anyone missed that address, Cheryl@immersiontraveler.com. If you aren't writing as fast as I am or as slow as I am, I will have this site available on our website for you guys.
Great. And I want people to know that things for volunteer vacations are constantly coming up. This week, did you know that on the 26th of September It's National Free Museum Day and Help Your National Park. And our national parks and state parks and all kinds of programs out there. Here in Connecticut at the Weir Farm, W-E-I-R Farm National Site, you can actually go learn how to and help them build and rebuild their stone fences, which are very popular here in New England and in Connecticut. And you can learn how to do them, which is so exciting. So you are not only doing something beneficial to help them, you're also learning a new skill. And that's what's so great. Have you ever been up to Acadia National Park?
No.
Well, you gotta get there, and it's gorgeous. And did you know that every Saturday morning, there's so many Saturday morning activities. Every Saturday morning, you can go volunteer at Acadia. And there's a group of people that come in, you know, new, and some people are regulars, but there's always a group. And they go out and they work and they do all kinds of things. And one woman, Heidi, who I interviewed in the book, said that she even moved closer. She loved it so much. She moved up there so that she could do it on a more regular basis. And she does most of her work over the Internet. I always say, have computer, we'll travel. And she said that it's so great because you can see the benefits of what you're doing right away, absolutely immediately. Or you can volunteer with elephants in Tennessee on Saturdays.
Now, see, that's more my speed. I'm the animal. I'm the animal lover in our family here.
Tell us about this opportunity in Tennessee. Who would think elephants in Tennessee?
Isn't that awesome? That just blows me away. And not only is the animal sanctuary in Hohenwald, Tennessee, they also have two habitats. They have an Asian habitat and an African elephant habitat. And it's very exciting to see that what they have replicated for animals who really, you know, needed a place to live out their years after. Some people say that, you know, they shouldn't have been in zoos in the first place, but these elephants come from all over the world, and here they are living in Tennessee. Have you heard about the Puffin Project in Maine?
No, and we should have just because of where we've recently come from. So
from Alaska. Were you like me? Did you think that puffins were just native to Alaska?
I have to admit I did.
Me too. I admit it. I did. And I just recently found out that they were also native to Maine, to the Gulf of Maine.
Oh.
They were wiped out. And the Puffin Project through Cornell University and the Audubon Society has reinstated a community of puffin there. And you can volunteer with them throughout the summer. And you volunteer a week at a time. And most of these things are free. There's so many free activities out there that it's absolutely mind-boggling. And volunteer vacations are tax-deductible.
I know. We actually highlighted that point in the earlier segment, which is a very important thing to remind people, and it was a great reminder for us. And you know, I'm looking through your book, looking at the endangered elephant. I'm back on my elephants now because that just really appeals to me. And I'm trying
and
to
not monkeys, dear.
Well, no, if they're you know anything with monkeys too. I mean, I love animals.
I should say primates.
There's the gibbons, and they're there. did you see them? The pictures are awesome.
I'm looking.
I interviewed a young woman who came from England to volunteer here in the United States, which I thought was so awesome.
Oh, I see the baby. Oh. Page 208 for anybody who has your book right now.
Okay, it's fantastic. I had so much fun putting this book together. I want everyone here to know all of the fabulous things we can do. Have you heard of the Heritage Conservation Network?
Yes, we have.
Aren't they awesome?
You know, there are so many of those organizations out there, and I know you've highlighted them in your book, and you know, I just encourage people to really, and we do, before I forget, we actually have, we've given away a couple of copies of your book over the summer, right after it came out, and we have another copy to give away to a listening audience member. We'll just say the fifth person who emails us at radio@travelnon.com. And our contact information is on the website at travelnradio.com. But yeah, there's so much information. And, you know, one of the other interesting things that I noted in your book is that, you mentioned that housing during a volunteer vacation can also be very diverse, and some individuals can actually live in a treehouse, which I think is the coolest thing.
Isn't that wonderful? That's at D Acres, and that's up in New Hampshire. We're hitting New England with a few of these. We're going to have to spread out in a few minutes. Oh, no, we were just in New Mexico a few minutes ago in Tennessee, so I guess we're okay.
But right, we're covering the country.
Did you see the lovely pig? The D Acres pig is right up front in the book. And there, you can also work with pot-bellied pigs.
Oh,
there's so many things we keep getting on the animals. But D Acres is a fabulous experience where you can go and you can learn how to live closer to the land. Mm. And people have gone there and really gotten in touch with another side of themselves. They call it conscientious living.
Well, speaking of which, Cheryl, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I want to ask you to talk about some of the transformative experience that a volunteer vacation offers. In your book, you've offered some personal stories of people who have volunteered, and particularly in the first chapter that deals with people making connections and transforming lives. Talk a little bit about some of those transformative experiences in the 60 seconds or so we have left.
Thanks so much. That really is true. Volunteers, I interviewed more than 200 volunteers, and people say that it changes their lives forever, that they leave one person and they return home another. And that's the greatest thing about doing volunteer vacations right here in the United States, because you can connect with people, you can stay in touch, and you can revisit. And that is what makes it's such a big difference. You're contributing directly to people, one-to-one, right now. And there was a little girl who I interviewed who said that she went out with her family to a reservation in Arizona. And when she came home, everyone was talking about what they liked the best. And she said, I like the lady who knew everything about medicine and plants and dirt.
And, oh, bless.
And that's what really hit her, that here was a person who lived, who knew about everything in her environment and who just walked with her and talked with her and showed her different things. And they really got a charge, too, out of shearing a lamb, which they'd never imagined doing anything like that. So It's really amazing to get to have different experiences. And I just want to mention, too, Heritage Conservation Network, for people who aren't familiar with it. If you have a community where you have a housing project or you have something that needs rebuilding, something historic, they help the community do that. They bring in volunteers to help you. So it's absolutely amazing what you can get done right in your own place, helping people, communities, wildlife, the environment, and national parks.
Cheryl, and I think one of the great things about your book is that it really is a book that helps to rebuild America from small communities to big cities to the countryside and so forth. And so there's something there for everyone, whether they are, you know, a city person or a country person. We can kind of have a different experience just by volunteering.
That's right. And you don't have to have particular skills. You might just be a talker like me. You need people who can help organize other people, who can just talk and connect. And
well, making people laugh is a gift, too. And Cheryl, we thank you for spreading your joy with us on the Traveling On Radio Show. Cheryl Kane, author of Volunteer Vacations Across America. And thank you to our listening audience for joining us today. We're looking forward to connecting with you during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and all the slew of social networks that we belong to. And certainly invite you to sign up for our newsletter and weekly travel deals, which are hot off the press in last minute at travelnradio.com. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you same time next week, same time, same frequency. Until then, happy travels.
Looking for the latest travel book, the hottest item in travel gear and clothing? Or are you researching a destination or looking into the most current travel regulations or warnings? If so, visit TravelinOn.com, your one-stop shop for travel resources. At TravelinOn.com, that's TravelN-On.com, you can get the latest travel news and information and shop for all of your travel needs. TravelinOn.com is your premier source for all things travel. That's TravelN-On.com.